Welcome to the PodTech.net Intel briefing with Tom Kilroy, who's the Vice President of the Intel's Digital Enterprise Group. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We're here in San Francisco at the Ritz-Carlton. You guys are using a big event here. Intel's had a big announcement going out the door today around the enterprise. And you got other big companies here, EDS and Symantec. Talk about the enterprise environment. Everything's going digital. Sean Maloney did a podcast with us at Sundance. He says it's a no-brainer. Everything's going digital. It's a digital world. Talk about the announcement and what Intel's doing with the enterprise today.
Well, it's an exciting announcement. It's our very first enterprise platform brand, and it's all about delivering greater value to the enterprise, not just the end user who's going to have a great experience relative to the performance of the platform, but to IT, where we're enhancing the security of the platform, building in management into the chipset. And this is all in addition to 40% greater performance and 40% more power efficiency.
You manage the platform team, a group of people within Intel who look at the enterprise. That's all they do is talk about the enterprise. How has the enterprise changed? And honestly, you guys have been on a chair as a company. You got the dual core architecture out there and a slew of announcements from CES on. It's a new world for Intel. Talk about that from an enterprise perspective.
Well, before I talk about what's changed, I'll say one thing that hasn't changed is the fact that 80% of IT dollars is still spent on maintaining the enterprise, as opposed to, you know, new applications that are going to help differentiate, make more competitive. That's a problem. That's exactly what we're talking about here today and how we're going to address that in terms of reducing the total cost of ownership, allowing IT to focus more strategically, not having to deploy their own personnel to do desk side visits. So this is a big breakthrough to kind of address something that's been a problem for some time. As far as new opportunities go, there's clearly voice over IP, television over IP is more of a consumer play, but in small business, voice over IP is becoming a much bigger play. And you know, technology like dual core, can help enable obviously much greater performance for applications like that. It also offers us a unique opportunity with this platform here today to really take advantage of virtualization and to have a service partition that'll be totally transparent to a user, where IT can go in and do some analysis, break fix, while the user can go on doing what they want to do uninterrupted.
Let's talk about the innovation around here. You mentioned virtualization. Virtualization technology has been out for a while now, and it's been heralded as a great kind of tool, but now a lot of new examples are hitting the scene. Talk about specifically these kinds of innovations in this announcement and the impact of that.
Well, I think, you know, virtualization, we say, has been out for a while. We were, you know, we've announced virtualization with our server platform and our desktop platforms for some time. But again, we now have an application with vPro technology, and we're here with many software vendors today. It really enhances their capability now to securely deploy their software in this partition, which is a virtualized partition. So now there's a usage model, if you will, for virtualization, very relevant to the desktop client. So it's allowing greater flexibility for IT to be, again, deploying a service while not interrupting the user, and our ISVs can do this securely, whereas in the past there was too much risk with that.
So also you talk about security too. I mean, you're here with EDS and Symantec, two really known players in the industry. Intel's doing a lot of getting a lot of support, if you will, from other companies, and it's into the platform. Is this the future of how platforms are being built these days, obviously integrating in these third parties, and how's that changed?
We think so. What we're doing is hardware enablement. We're working to help our ISV partners to have more robust applications. And by having hardware-enabled features, there is the example I just mentioned relative to virtualization. It's really unleashing the full capability of their application. So we see this as certainly a trend of the future, a lot of collaboration with the application providers as well as the service providers that are now going to be able to take the vPro technology, use that as a way to go remotely deploy the services business that they have.
We're here with Tom Kilroy, who's the Vice President of Intel's Digital Enterprise Group, who runs the whole team around the platform around digital enterprise. Talk about the environment out there from a customer perspective, your customers and users. You had big enterprises that traditionally had a certain way of doing things at certain technologies. Then you had, you know, small businesses, small, medium-sized businesses, which have grown from having an internet connection to a couple servers to basically now being in essence, their own big little companies. How has the lines between a small, medium-sized business and an enterprise changed or blurred in the needs for those customers? I mean, is it true that they're kind of the same now?
I think it's a great question. To some degree, you know, the small businesses don't have the resource. They don't have the same IT capability that an enterprise would have. Yet, the risks they might have relative to viruses or security issues are the same. Very much is important to a small business as a large enterprise. So I think there the lines are blurred. It's how are these addressed? And our platform, as I mentioned earlier, for enterprise is a great means for IT to do a better, more efficient job of servicing, managing the client without having to deploy expensive resources. In small business, this is a great opportunity, which is why there's some service providers here today for them, okay, to offer an enhanced level of service using this platform so the small business can benefit from the very same features that an enterprise would.
So some of the things you talk about in your announcement today, although really geared towards the high enterprise, the big enterprises, actually benefits the small medium-sized just the same because they don't have IT departments.
Great. A great example is the fact that with vPro technology, there's a constant streaming of data. So if you have a hard drive, an optional hard drive, you can stream this data constantly through vPro technology. And what this will do is essentially act as fault tolerance for disaster recovery, which is very much of an enterprise requirement.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the large enterprises? Obviously, they have huge development teams. Some have in-house development teams. You guys have developed the platform. When you talk to the large enterprise, what have you heard and how this announcement has come out and what have you delivered for them?
Well, I think what I most frequently hear from the large enterprise, including yesterday with a couple CIOs, is you're helping break through this last 20% of the problem. Because again, with the software technologies that have been in place with the ISV, we're building upon, okay, and trying to get to that last mile of solving the problem. For example, asset management and being able to, you know, see what's on the network and have a sense of knowing, okay, the security that they're trying to implement either through our platform or around our platform is in effect.
So these new brands really hit the mark for the production environments of the enterprise in terms of, you know, managing assets, also taking care of the uptime in terms of viruses, et cetera.
It's a real-time environment, and they're dealing with it every day. Viruses are, you know, something that is a way of life, you know, 24 hours a day. And again, you know, tracking the assets, there's mobile users coming in and out, and new clients being deployed on a regular basis. And, you know, one of the beauties of Intel, it's a stable image platform program as we've had it for 4 years now. This is just building on that. So the reliability of a single image that can be guaranteed in an enterprise globally, you know, for a one-year period is just a big breakthrough for IT.
You guys have been doing amazing work, and this is just an accumulation of great technology over the years. You manage the group or the platform. You have the 20-mile stare. You got to look out in the future. You know, what's the next challenge, the hurdles, et cetera. What do you see evolving over the next few years? I mean, we don't have to go into talking about roadmap and product roadmaps, but just from your seat, how do you see the industry evolving on the enterprise, just the general trends?
Well, I think that software is increasingly becoming a bigger play in the enterprise, but there's a lot going on. Again, I think the mantra is total cost of ownership. IT's been very clear. They've got to reduce their costs and become more strategic and help their company be more competitive. So our job, being a platform provider, is to make sure we're helping enable that. But I think if you look at, you know, again, I'll go back to virtualization again. There's a lot of movement around server consolidation. We need to be out in front, working with our partners, which we are, the VMM providers, the ISVs, so that their code is running and optimized best on Intel architecture. And as I said, we're building in technology. We're hardware enabling, okay, the platform so that their applications can become more robust. So we're working not just on efforts today around very specifically security and manageability, but we're aligning our roadmaps, our platform roadmaps, with the ISV roadmaps so that, as you say, the trends of the future are optimized around the hardware platform.
Intel going direct with software developers, developing relationships. Tom Kilroy, Vice President of Intel's Digital Enterprise Group, lowering total cost of ownership, increasing competitiveness enterprise, and that's a great language of love for CIOs out there and small businesses. Congratulations on your announcement. Thanks for the podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.